نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1445. When we just study our Islamic calendar, then you will know the richness, the glory, the beauty, the style and diction of the Arabic language. The first three nights, then you call the moon the crescent Hilal. And every three nights, then you will find that the name changes, and you will not find that in any language beside the Arabic language. So in for us in South Africa, tomorrow night is 14th night, but in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and most parts of the world, tonight is already the 14th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and the 14th night of any Islamic month is called Laylatul Badr. It's called the night of Badr, the full moon. Hence when a master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entered Medina Munawwara, then the Sahaba and the children were reading and reciting Tala al-Badru alayna, to show us that how the Master alayhi salatu salam was greater and superior than the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Our topic for tonight, inshallah, is Usratun Nabawiya, the family and the household of the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Kulla as'alukum alayhi ajra. When we juxtapose and draw a comparison, so many prophets and messengers, 25 prophets, messengers, honorable names are mentioned in the noble Quran, and they said, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. In ajriya illa alallah. That I ask you for no recompense. My recompense and reward is there by Almighty Allah. But Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam added a different dimension and said, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Say, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for no recompense. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But you, the Ummah, you must love my kith and kin. You must love my household. You must love my family, the Muslim family, obviously. So that is an integral part of our Iman, our Islam. And therefore we need to know the family of the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If someone has to ask us, you listen on the radio, how non-Muslim pose questions, they are thirsty. So we have to deliver, we have the best, and we have to share it with the rest. So remember that if they ask, who is Almighty Allah, what will we say? We will say, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens, in the earth, in the entire universe. You see the sunshine, you see the full moon, you see the stars every night. Yet to Kudrat ka Karishma hai. That is a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. So that are creation. So the Creator, how magnificent He will be beyond perception and comprehension. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qad ja'akum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubin. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu wasallam, is Nur. Quran says is Nur. So he is the messenger who brought the Nur and the radiance to take the people out from the darknesses in which they were groping into the Nur and radiance of Islam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take the people out from the kufr and shirk, the blasphemy, idol worship, and so forth and so on, to the radiant effulgence of Islam, the Nur. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allama Alusi rahimahullah has written in Ruhul Ma'ani this incident. Someone asked Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, describe the Master alayhi salatu salam. Who is he? Somebody must ask my wife about me, ask your wife about you, we and you both will run away. You know how it is. They will take all our secrets out, our history, geography and biology. You know that. So you must remember that. So listen to what Siddiqa says. Radiallahu anha. Kanat faqihatan muhaddisatan adibatan. She was a great little personality regarding the commentary of the Quran, regarding hadith, she was a master, and regarding the Arabic language, she was a personality who was a linguist par excellence. So she reads, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, regarding the Master alayhi salatu salam, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. That we have a sun, S-U-N. On the horizon also there is a sun. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. But our sun is much superior and greater than your sun, the sun you see on the horizon. Why? فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun rises when Fajr time expires. وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. And our son, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his chehra mubarak and his countenance mubarak and his jasad athar, everything is shining, glittering even after Isha time. You see, brothers? So we must know what we're speaking about and about whom we are speaking about. Allah Jalla Wala is Nur. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Nur. Quran Sharif is Nur. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Allah says, we reveal to you the Quran Sharif, which is Nur. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections. Everyone is Nur. You see the non-Muslims, they tell me, they want to challenge me. We say, أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا. Ask your questions, we got nothing to hide. So when I ask them one question, I say we can bring only in South Africa alone more than 10,000 huffaz, male, female, adult and children, people who have committed the Quran Sharif to memory from cover to cover. I ask the Pope that bring for me one of you in the Christian Church or in the Vatican or anywhere, one person who has memorized the Gospel, the Injil, the Bible, in the original language that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, one person who's a hafiz of the original Injil, revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So the answer came back, they say there's no hope for the Pope. So imagine this, in South Africa we brought 10,000. And you can't produce one in the whole world. When we went to ask the Jutlas, you must remember, hey, you Jutla. They get upset. So I say, okay, we won't say Jutla, we'll say Jutli. So you Jutla, that you bring one person, any rabbi, chief rabbi of Israel, and bring one who has by-hearted memorized the Torah. That Torah that was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. And from cover to cover, so they call me, I say I'm anti-Semite, you see. Or they call us AK-47, and they call us, we are terrorists. So I said, no, my name is AK, but I don't have 47, I'm AK-255. So they ask, now what is AK-255? I say, in our heart we have Ayatul Kursi, ayat number 255. You see? So Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse in the noble Quran. So that is how. You don't have to fear anybody. We have the best we want to share to the rest. Who are you, O Muslim? Who are you, O Muslima, my sister? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ So whosoever Almighty Allah has opened his heart and bosom. So Allah, when we beg, we read Salat behind Shaykh Sa'id Bukhari just now. So mashallah, he read wonderful. So he read, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Individually we read our sunnah, our witr. So what we read? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ So we are begging Almighty Allah, every unit of every prayer, every rakat of every salat. Ya Allah, bless us with the nur, radiance, effulgence to enter the inner recesses of our heart. Our vehicles are parked outside and the park lights, dumb lights, bright lights, intelligent lights, fog lights. So that nur, that radiance, that hidayat has to increase all the time. So we can draw a dichotomy, distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. That is what we are begging, petitioning Almighty Allah daily. So imagine, our message is a nurani message. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. What are we supposed to do? Aksiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-jumu'ah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanding us, every day you're supposed to be reading Salawat Durood Sharif upon me. But on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, you should be increasing the quantity and the amount. Aksiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-salati. Aksiru alayya min as-salati alayya. You must increase the Salawat and Durood Sharif upon me on the night of Friday or the day of Friday. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. And that is Durood Sharif. Why you call it Durood Sharif? Durood is a Farsi word, a Persian word. And it means when you are a farmer, you have bumper crops, you have bumper harvest. So you're going to sell it in minimum time to obtain maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So read Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salawat, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the shortest form, so that we can reap the benefits here in this world, and we reap the benefits in the year after. When we enter this masjid, this musalla, what you supposed to read, O Musalli? You're supposed to read, Ya Dakhil Ad-Dar, Salli Ala Nabiyyi Al-Mukhtar. Whenever you enter the house, the place of worship, then read Durood Sharif Salawat upon the selected one, chosen one, whom Almighty Allah selected, the best of the best in the entire universe. When I was in Iran, listen carefully. When I was in Iran in the month of Rabiul Awwal, first Rabiul Awwal, I arrived there Monday, and then 13th Rabiul Awwal, I came back. So 12th Rabiul Awwal was a Friday, and I was in Tehran. So nevertheless, there are various places we visited. So one place I visited, was they never harmed me or anything. I had debate with them, defeated them with Allah's help and mercy. And they knew, first they thought I'm a Shia because they told me, when I went there, no visa, anything, they asked me, Husseini, Husseini, Abdul Qadir Hussein. I said, yes, Husseini. And my wife Fatima, so Husseini, Fatima, they thought we Shias, you know how it goes. So they gave us the visa, then they realized it was wrong number. You understand? And this type of things there. So, but they didn't harm us or anything, you must remember. They, in fact, they honored us many places. So I don't want to go into all that. I want to tell you what happened in Shiraz. If you go to Iran, you should visit Shiraz. So there you will find Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, his mazar is there, Grave Mubarak is there. Sheikh Saadi's books we teach in our Darul Ulooms. So now Sheikh Saadi is writing, composing a poem to praise the Master alayhi salatu salam. How many people praise the Master alayhi salam? But Sheikh Saadi's one is one of those that stands out. And remember, we teach it to our children. So when we were in primary madrasa and with the school and whatever you want to call it, we say madrasa. So we learn this from our honorable ustads. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi. So he is composing, right? The poetry. Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reached the highest of the highest as far as creation go. What is kamal, what is qualities that have reached the peak, whether it was the shaja'a, the bravery of the master, whether it was the sakhawa, the generosity of the master, whether it's akhlaq-e kareema, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, and your character is so sublime and so exalted, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله. And with your jamal and handsomeness and beauty, you remove the darknesses, ya Rasulullah. Go ask the Sahaba, Hassan bin Thabit, Isha'iru Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest poet among the Sahaba, Hassan radiallahu anhu. I give you two poems of him, two sentences, two couplets of him. Allama Alusi Ruhul Ma'ani, those of you students, ulama, you should know this. He was a Hanafi alim and scholar there in Baghdad. He wrote this tafsir, most of it at the early part of Tahajjud time. Tahajjud time is Allah's special mercy descending. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, they would wake up, read Tahajjud, make istighfar, cry to Allah. The world is sleeping and a man is writing tafsir. In there he writes Hassan bin Thabit's one sentence. Listen carefully. Hassan says, Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Lakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. It's not my praises for the Master alayhi salatu salam that is going to elevate the Master alayhi salam. The Master alayhi salatu salam is elevated by Almighty Allah already. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ لَكِنْ مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِهِ بِمُحَمَّدِهِ. The more I take the name of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then my speech gets elevated. You understood, brothers? That is how Hassan praised the Master alayhi salam. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي. He's speaking about the Master. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي. No eye has seen a more handsome personality than you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And no human has given birth to any child more handsome, more magnificent than you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ. You are created free from every defect and every flaw, F-L-A-W. Go read Quran, my brothers. We have detached ourselves from Quran. Go read Surah 53 and verses 1 to 18. Allah speaks about the Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Allah takes a qasam of the star will fall. Falling star. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these enemies are saying, Allah forbid, nakal kufr, kufr nabashad. They say you are suffering from epilepsy. Allah forbid, Allah defends the namus, the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. You are the most intelligent in Allah's entire universe. They say Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tongue mubarak, Allah forbid, would get confused, Allah forbid. Allah says, Hasha wa kalla, never ever. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahwi yuha. He speaks the Master alayhi salam only with the wahi and revelation, and it's wahi revelation that comes to him, not out of his whims and fancies and desires. They spoke about the eyes mubarak of the Master. Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the handsomeness and the eyes Mubarak. Ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. My eyes, your eyes, it goes here, there. We know what happens nowadays. So people say they like it on the beach. They're going fishing. Allah alone knows which kind of fishing they're going. We go two lake fishing nowadays. You know? We tell our wives a lot of stories. You know the stories. And you in Durban, you'll know more than me about all that. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. Then we say our heart must be clean. So Allah speaks of the heart mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. what the fu'ad, the inner recesses of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So everything we see with our eyes, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees with his eyes Mubarak and with his heart Mubarak. Because he was, he is, he will always be Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So understand what Hassan is teaching us, radiallahu anhu warda. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. You are, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as though as you created your own self, you structured your own self. See, brother. Let's come to the usra, the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ خَدِيجَةَ الْكُبْرَى. Who is Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is that lady. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, the Milad Mubarak took place, and the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. In front Allah says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. A yateem, the most beloved yateem and beloved creation to Almighty. In a poor household. But Allah wanted to elevate the rank of Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiallahu anha. So she came and took the Master alayhi salatu salam, breastfed the Master alayhi salam, her rank got elevated. When the Master alayhi salam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she gave her wealth all for you. 25 years the marriage subsisted. And then, you must remember, 6 children were born. Qasim, Abdullah, both passed away in their infancy. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum, Sayyida Fatima, radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. Allah is pleased with all of them. So do we know the children of the Master, alayhi salam? 6 children, all from Sayyida Khadija, radiallahu anha. When you have 2 wives, then always you will have some. One friend I have, you understand? So he says, when I go shopping, I take my 2 wives, and I put one on the right and one on the left, and I whisper in one's ear, and I say, darling, when I press your hand, you must know I love you more. Then he tells the other one, Popi, when I press your hand, you must know I love you more. He say, I press both hands, and I'm in neutral gear. You see? So that is all the tricks we play, you know. So one day Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why you speak so much of Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Siddiqa, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Oh Siddiqa, do you know who is Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha? She's the one who gave all her wealth to me when no one wanted to assist me financially, materially. She's the one who brought Iman when no one wanted to bring Iman initially. Kanat, she was the first personality, not female. She was awwal Muslim, the first personality to embrace Islam, was Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra. So her brought Iman, she gave her wealth, she's the mother of my children. The ending of the hadith, innaha kanat wa kanat, she's exemplary, she's exemplary. So Sayyida Aisha says, after that, we never ever spoke anything. That, you know, it wasn't something bad, but they felt that why Nabi alayhi salam is praising her so excessively and so forth. But today this ummah, so many thousand people are going for umrah. If you ask them, you went to Baqi, the graveyard there in Medina, they say yes. I ask them, you went to visit our mother, Sayyida Khadija, they look at you. We even forgot Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and the sacrifice and the legacy and the contribution to this ummah. So which kind of sons are we to our ummah al-mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra? She's the household of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. She was the pillar of strength for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open Bukhari Sharif, when the Master alayhi salam received wahi the first time. She's the one who stood with Nabi alayhi salam, a pillar of strength. Next, Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Sauda. Who is Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha? She's an old lady, and remember, widow, and so forth, and so on. So they go through turbulence. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marries her. And you must remember, she knew that Nabi alayhi salatu salam loves Siddiqa Aisha so much. said, Ya Rasulallah, I'm old. My turn, I give it as hiba. I give it as a gift to you, or you spend the time with Sayyida Aisha. I just want to be with you there in Jannat al-Firdaus. Now among our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad al-Usabuni, rahimahullah, he's buried in Istanbul. He spent 50 years in Makkah Mukarramah. So I used to sit by him every day when we were there in Makkah, alhamdulillah. We used to go to his class, sit in the haram. So he used to give me books. So one book, all you students, all you ulama, you should read of Sheikh Sabuni, Az-Ziwajul Mubakkir. Get married quickly, you see. Like this Uwais, he read, now he is my student, his father is also my student, you see. So now you wish you must get married, you see. That is the thing here. I'll speak to your father, don't worry. So you must remember, we can organize sharpshoot for you, anybody. So anyway, so he wrote one waqiyah day of Sayyida Sauda. So Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, their houses were together. So the window, this one opened, they just speak from the window, you see. They don't have to go visit, they just speak like this. So one day, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to visit the honorable wives, and then they realized that their clothing was not so smart and, you know, impressive. And they looked at Sayyida Sauda, but she was dressed very beautifully. So Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa made a plan. So they told her, Hazrat Sauda, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming now. You know what happened? She said, what? They told her, Dajjal is coming out just now. So she said, what must I do? So they told her, you go hide there. But they knew there, the back, there's a lot of dust and all that, you see. So she went and hide there, because now she believed, you know, oh, talk of ladies. So you must remember, then when the Master alayhi salam came, the two, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, are laughing, smiling. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa knows that they did something. Why are you laughing so much? They say, go see there, go see there. So when the Hazrat Sauda is hiding there, so what you're doing here? He said, Dajjal is coming out just now. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa also smiled with his wives. You see, brothers, sometimes we want to become like the army. That when we come in our house, our wife must say, hello sir, yes sir, no sir, yes sir. You have to be sometime joyful. Say now, Umar radiallahu anhu, when you read his seerah and his history and profile, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْبَيْتْ كَانَ كَالصَّبِيِّ. When he used to enter his house, he used to behave like a child sometimes, joking everything, jovial with his wives and all of them. So that also we must learn this type of qualities, remember that. Then you come to Siddiqa. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Siddiqa. Who is Siddiqa? Siddiqi Beti Siddiqa. Siddiqi Ladli Siddiqa. For her, Allah Jalla Wala revealed 16 verses in the Noble Quran. 16 verses when the hypocrites accused her and they said she and Hazrat Safwan, something happened. So she was crying. She took permission from the Master alayhi salam. Let me go to my beloved parents, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, to my honorable mother Umme Ruman radiallahu anha. And they said that, see what's happening. They said, don't worry, Allah will exonerate you. Allah is with you. Imagine after 1 month or so, Allah revealed Surah Nur, verses 11, right up to verse 26. And then the final verdict for humanity and posterity, Siddiqa states herself, I knew Allah will exonerate me, but I thought it will just come and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will announce. I never dreamt, I never imagined it will be revealed in the Quran Sharif. Allah is elevating Siddiq and Siddiqa radiallahu anhumah. أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ. Allah has found you totally not guilty, totally innocent, O Siddiqa. Imagine. So that was how Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her. Ya Humaira, O you with a red, red complexion, enhancing her beauty. Mentioned in Dara Qutni. Ya Muwaffaqa, Allah gave you tawfiq, go open Tirmidhi. Ya Siddiqa, go open Tirmidhi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use, you must remember, beautiful titles for her. So she must feel so special. You don't have to call your wife Aisha, Jamila, Zainab. Call her poppy, sweetheart, darling, honey. But when she tells you, honey, give some money, then you don't look like this and say, I'm making istikhara. You understood? You have to also shine up a little bit, you know. So sometimes you'll make honey and that. Even today I had a question. She say, my husband is so confused, makki choose, he don't want to spend nothing. So I told her, with one hand, take little bit, don't take with both hands, you see. Why? Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, hadith Bukhari Sharif. So his wife Hinda came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, he is rajulun mumsikun, he don't want to spend. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatulil alameen, told her, inform her for Hinda radiallahu anha, that you take khuzi bil ma'roof, you help yourself a little bit, you see. So we can't tell our ladies take with both hands, you understand, you get into trouble. So take little bit is alright, you understood? And don't take my name, you must say that you did it, you understood? Otherwise the husband will start fighting with me and this type of things. Yeah. So we come to Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, Umar ki ladli, Sayyidah Umar's daughter. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said, you know, she's got very little bit sharp tongue. So Allah said, nay, that she is sawama wa qawwama. Sawamatun bin nahar and qawwamatun bin layl. Daytime she's fasting so much. Nighttime she's making tahajjud and so much salat and so forth. So see, sahabiyat and azwajah mutahharat. Zainab binti Jahsh. Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha says, if it was a lady and she was a paragon of beauty, it was she, Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Habib, you brothers listen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, you must marry Zayd. Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu. Now Zayd was not, he was little bit, you understand, not so handsome like now. So initially she was reluctant, then she said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you must marry. Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, she finished, I accept. So the love of Allah for the love of Nabi alayhi salam, but they were not compatible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her. First Zayd radiallahu anha married her, and remember to Zayda Zainab binti Jahsh. The marriage did not work out. They were not compatible. And what happened after that? He gave a divorce. Who divorced who? Sayyida Zayd bin Haritha divorced Sayyida Zainab bin Tijash. It did everything. But both parties did it solely, only, exclusively for the love of Allah, for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When you do anything only for the love of Allah, then see how Allah will elevate you. Zayd is divorces her, she is divorced. Allah said, Zayd, you heard what I said. I will make you the only Sahabi whose name is mentioned in a noble Quran. Falamma qada Zaydum minha. Nobody can read Quran without reading Zayd radiallahu anhu's name, Nami Nami, in the noble Quran. The Zayd, he was called Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the adopted son of the Master alayhi salam. Allah revealed Surah 33 verse 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim wa aqsatu indallah. Call your adopted children by the biological father's name. So his name to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cut off. Don't worry Zayd, I will elevate your name. Falamma qada Zaydu. You see. What about Zainab binti Jahsh? She was a paragon of beauty. She was reluctant. Allah says, don't worry, O Zainab binti Jahsh. I will elevate your name. No woman on this earth will have this distinction. Illa anti except you. Allah performed her nikah to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It never happened to anybody on this earth. It happened in Jannah. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is created by Almighty Allah. You know, people ask me. I say, no wife, no life. So he was but lonely, Ya Allah, I need wife. So Allah created Sayyidah Hawa. So now Allah Ta'ala performed his nikah to Sayyidah Hawa, Hawa in Arabic, H-A-W-W-A. So people today, they spend Hawa. We don't know which Hawa they're talking. Hawa from here or the back, you know, a lot of things. You know. So when they talk too much, it's Hawa from here. When they break who's it from there, you know how it goes. So you must remember these things. So, that nikah. Then, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. He, Adam alayhi salam, nikah is performed. Let me go to my wife. Stop, Adam alayhi salam. You can't go to your wife. But it's my wife, Ya Allah. No, where's the mahar? What's the mahar? Read salawat, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he read durood sharif, and that is how his wife, then he could touch her and so forth. So Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, Allah says, Zawwajnakaha, we perform your nikah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to her, to Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala. They did something only for the love of Allah. Allah gave them ni'm al-badal, a better replacement. And to show humanity, remember this, I will elevate whose rank I want, and I will relegate whose name I want. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzayma radiallahu anha. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ زَيْنَبُ This Zainab was known as Ummul Masakin. She used to give out so much charity. She passed away. Two wives passed away. In the Hayat Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, Sayyida Khadijat al-Kubra and she, there are two Sayyida Zainab. One is Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh and one is Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzayma radiallahu anha. And thereafter, remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Umm Salama. I'm not saying in sequence, I'm just giving examples. So who is Umm Salama? Her husband Abu Salama passes away. She reads the dua. Because her husband was so good to her. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And thereafter, she read. We read it wrong, many of us. And some books also is written wrong. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Our people, many of them, they read it. Allahumma ajurni is wrong. Allahumma ajurni. Join the meem with the alif, with the hamza. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Ya Allah, grant me reward in this musiba, calamity, disaster, catastrophe of mine. وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِنَا And give me a better replacement. So she says herself that I used to wonder, how will I get a better replacement? You know, you're Durban, you don't speak Afrikaans. In Afrikaans, you got a nice saying for this. Yen manse duet, as anan manse bruet. You know? So one person dies, then you inherit the money, isn't it so? Some people, they make dua, their father, mother must die, so they can inherit quickly, you see. So that's for us now, not for Nabis, obviously. So you must remember that. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa Allah's command, oh Umm Salama, that I want to propose for you. She was very reluctant. I have children, Ya Rasulullah. And you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, no, Allah will make easy. She becomes the honorable spouse of the Master alayhi salam, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. And they become the mothers of this ummah. That is how Allah elevated them. So remember that. Surah 33 verse 6, Quran speaks of that. Then we have Sayyida Juwayriya radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyida Juwayriya? See Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she lost the necklace and Sayyidina Abu Bakr was so upset. He even like pinched her. She says, now you lose your necklace, you can't see now, time is going. We have to read Salat. There's no water here. So she didn't do it deliberately. It was inadvertently and unintentionally. But Allah loves Siddiqa Akbar. Allah loves Siddiqa so much. And what happens? وَإِن كُنْتُم مَرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرِينَ Then Allah says, فَلَمْ تَجِدُ Oh, and then you don't find any water. فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا Siddiqa bint Siddiq radiallahu anhu loses her iqdun li her necklace. Allah revealed the ayat of tayammum, a bounty for this ummah. Second time she loses is the fifth year of the hijrah and is ghazwa bani mustaliq. Siddiqa loses. If you open Sunan Nasai, you will find the sentence of Usaid bin Hudayr. You say Siddiqa did something. If our daughters do, nothing will happen. She lost the necklace, but Allah revealed Surah Nur. Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakrin. It's not the first time Allah is showering His favors and bounties upon you. So in this battle, yeah, Ghazwa, this Bani Mustaliq, 50 of the Hijrah, you must remember the Muslims won. So you must. And then Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha and them were taken as captive. But she's the leader of a big chief. You must remember that, Haris. And now when they distributed, you know, when you have a war, that time prisoners of war, you give this one, this one. So she was given to a Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. But then the message came to the Master alayhi salam, but she does not belong there. You must take her, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you must remember, she is the daughter of the big chief, Haris. And then they made Mashura and said, then he said, fine. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, fine. That I will liberate you, and if you want, you marry me. And waja'ala itqaha sadaqaha, and made that freedom, liberation for her, her mahar, and so forth. So now when Sahaba, I'm just cutting the whole story short, when Sahaba heard all this, that she is Ummul Mu'mineen now, Sayyidah Juwayriyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, so you must remember, they said, now we have her family members, you must remember, is our captives, prisoner of war, let us liberate them, liberate. 100 families were liberated like this. Imagine. Therefore, they say that Sayyidah Juwayriyah binti Haris was that lady, she made ihsan on this ummah and on her family and so forth. So my brothers, why I'm telling about Usratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Today you have Cricket World Cup, you got Soccer World Cup and this World Cup. Even the Kala who doesn't know what's happening, there's an offside goal, she's clapping hands. You understand? That person hit wicket, she's clapping hands. You understand? So there in cricket, soccer, you got 11 soccer players, lavenders all. If somebody has to ask us, tell us who is the Ashara Mubashara. The 10 beloved Sahaba, if you were in Medina Munawwara, Alhamdulillah, we had great teachers. I never studied in Makkah, Medina officially, but I used to study in the Haram by the Ustaz, by the Sheikhs. So there was one Sheikh there of our Sheikh Umar Falata. 49 years he taught Hadith Sharif there in Masjid Nabawi. African person. We used to sit by him, we used to kiss his hand, kiss his forehead like that. So like that, great, great Mashaikh, we used to sit by them, remember that. So one Sheikh taught us and showed us the place where Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings to the 10 Sahaba, Ashara Mubashara. We are the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say that these 10 Sahaba are the greatest of the greatest. Remember, said Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, like that. Talha, Zubayr, like that. It goes on. So hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. So we can pinpoint to you and show you where that incident took place. So if you ask the Ummah today, who are the 10 Sahaba? They will tell you 4, 5, 6 names and then finish. If you ask them, the 11 honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many of us know them? So I just gave you one glimpse, remember, of what and who are these great, great personalities, what contribution they made. And for me and you, it's imperative, we must love them. They're part of Ahlul Bayt. Understand this, they are part of Ahlul Bayt. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Oh, you the honorable spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like other ladies. Your rank and profile is so high and superior and magnificent. Almighty Allah revealed verses for them. Not only verses were revealed in their houses as well. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses number 32, 33, 34, go read of the noble Quran. And remember that Almighty Allah made them special. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So they had to by heart what was revealed in their houses and the verses of the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So how honorable they were. And remember the day Umar bin Abdul Aziz and them, they had to extend the masjid and the hujurat. Surah Hujurat, Surah 49. So they had to now break down the houses in which the Azwaj Mutahharat lived in. The Sahaba crying that these were the houses where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to reside. They would take their bricks home and the blocks home and say, this were the houses where the Azwaj Mutahharat. You go read the Masjid Nabawi. Come quickly, it's Thursday night. I take you quickly for the trip now. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and His angels, they send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, study the 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, 114 surahs. Nowhere will you find Allah commands us to do something and Allah is doing a similar action nowhere, except in salawat ala nabiyyi al-mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, inna allaha, in Arabic, inna li tawkid li taqid, verily, surely, definitely, Allah wa malaikatahu, and his special angels, they're sending salawat, salutations, blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You must read, a ummat, a iman. Walo, read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you went to Medina Munawwara, right? Last year, 5 years, 10, 20, 30 years ago, or you're going now, you're standing there, your back is facing the Qibla, you're facing the master. So what happens? We're zooming in now. So the green fence, remember that came into history in 888. That is Sultan Qatibai, 888 Hijrah. So remember, it's more than 550 years ago. Then you go further inside, then what is there? You will see, if you peep through, you will see green curtain, green jali, and then green curtain inside. If you go to Makkah Mukarramah, on the outskirts in Nuzha, you will see there's one factory there called Masna'ul Kiswa. Masna'ul Kiswa is where they make the ghilaf, the kiswa, of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Every year they change it and so forth. So every year they used to change it on the 9th of Zulhijjah. But this year they change it on 1st Muharram and so forth. So now you must remember this, that is where they manufacture it. And the green covering there by the Master alayhi salatu salam's court Mubarak, Mazar Mubarak, so is manufactured there, that they change every 5 years. So we got the green jali, and then we got the green curtain, and then you go further inside. What is there? Sultan Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. You know Nuruddin Zanki? He's buried in Damascus in Syria. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in his dream, shows him two shaitans, and says, "Oh Nuruddin, sort these people out." And he sees the dream, he wakes up quickly, he makes mashura, said, "No, something has happened." From there he comes. Quick time, 1 week or whatever. And he invites all the men of Medina. But he doesn't see those two people. He say, "Who's left?" He say, "No, two buzruks are there." Sometimes people think there's buzruks, but they're bushkuruks sometimes, you know, so this type of things. So then they call them. He say, "Yeah, these are the two." They said that, "What you do?" They said this. Said, "No, they're not being honest. Where you stay?" When they went there, they were digging a nafaq, a tunnel. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, they wanted to exhume the jasad al-athar, Mubarak body of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah says, "Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas." Allah will always protect you from the enemy. So then he, Nuruddin Zanki, put a molten lead wall. Even the king can't enter beyond there. So you come in, it's green fence, then it's structure, and then it's, you must remember, the green curtain. Inside is a molten lead wall. You go further inside is Khumasi. Khumasi is a pentagon. Pentagon means five walls. Who put that? Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So he ruled this Ummah 99 to 101. So you must remember, he said, "I don't want to put like a square. It will be a replica of the Kaaba Musharrafa." So he put five. You go further inside is Baytul Siddiqa. You go further inside is the Jasad al-Athar of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at least, O Ummah, when you're reading Salat and Salam, you should know what is inside and so forth. Next time we meet you, inshallah, we will tell you what is inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. Our time is exhausted. All the trustees, I don't know you. Our Imam here, mashallah, I met him first time. I asked him, "Is first time I'm coming here?" He said, "Yes, first time." He said, "I meet your nephews and everybody, Mona Ismail and them." So Jazakallah khair to all of you. We thank all our directors and all our radio stations, Markaz Sahaba, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole Capital Group, and our Sirius FM, our Faisal Asmal, Haji Yusuf Asmal and all, and of Radio Ansar, all the directors. We say Jazakallah khairan, and inshallah we'll make dua now. Tomorrow our program will be there, Fajr time in Masjid Mu'az bin Jabal. Here in Ispingo Beach, 5:15 is Jamaat there. Jummah, we will be there in Masjid al-Hilal. Inshallah al-Aziz, 12:10 is Azan. And then the last program will be there tomorrow night after Isha. Isha is 7:30 in Shell Cross where Mufti Shaib is. So these are our programs left. So make dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all. There's 1-2 minutes left, inshallah. So let us make dua, inshallah, for ourselves and the Ummah. One last humble appeal. Everybody read 2 rakat salat tonight here or in your house or wherever or tahajjud time if Allah gives tawfiq. Make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak, the Jutlas Haramis. If you know what they were preparing, planning to do and so forth. They want to steal and occupy our Masjidul Aqsa also. So at least tonight is big night, Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. So cry to Allah. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين ومن والاهم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. I have to thank our brothers Dawood Mundli, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, and all the brothers here. MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair to all of you.